The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into the second hour of our program. Glad to have you with us this morning. Got lots of fishing and some in-the-blind duck hunting reports coming up. But right now, I want to let you listen to a song by Emmy Vallow called I Wanna Hunt, who you'll be hearing from her a little bit later on. Here's a song now.
Now, Papa, I know I'm a girl, but you took Johnny hunting, and I can shoot as good as him.
I wanna hunt. H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot a whitetail from a tree. Papa, will you take me? I wanna hunt. I like deer sausage, put it in a hot dog bun. Put a little mustard on it, yum yum. I don't care if it's a doe or a buck. If they get near my tree stand, they're out of luck. I wanna hunt. H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot a whitetail from a tree. Papa, will you take me? And Papa, when we're through, I wanna go fishing too. Catch a big mouth bass or a sockeye. To heck with school, let's do this every day. Papa, I need you to hear me through. Hunting will make me grow up just like you. I wanna hunt. I wanna shoot a whitetail from the tree. Papa, will you take me? And Papa, when we're through, I wanna go fishing too. I wanna hunt.
Turkey is so fat and delicious.
And that is young Emmy Vallow, who you will hear from a little bit later on the program, and we'll talk to her about her love for hunting and also performing as an actress and singer. All that's coming up. Plus, let me get to some of your text messages here. We got the River Rat. He's listening in Arizona. Here's a good tip, too, from Dr. Dan. He says he vacuum seals a set of extra-large clothes, including some light rain gear, puts it on the bottom of the storage bin in the boat. They stay dry forever. Doesn't take up much space. Haven't needed them yet, but I know the day is coming. Let's hope it doesn't, but glad to hear you be prepared. That can really save your day and possibly, you know, in inclement, really cold weather, your life. All right, we got Jay Bull, one of our regulars, checking in from the Duck Capital. The Steel Man is absent on the prowl for a wife at LSU tailgate. Well, I guess if you're prowling for a wife, that might be a good place to put your lures out. Anyway, they got Delcrum shrimp and Barataria oysters on the menu for tonight. Hopefully the Crown helps us shoot straight this morning. Big Burr is in full guide mode, working hard. Well, I don't know. Crown usually works in the opposite fashion. And here's one, good morning, Don. Are black drums still 16-inch minimum? That's Ben from Mississippi. Yes, they are. Did not change from the redfish. Only the redfish changed. We'll see. Here's whatever happened with the pogey boat situation. Congrats on the Coastal Restoration Fund amendment passing. Yes, the offshore royalty money will be dedicated to coastal restoration. And to kind of update you on that pogey situation, it's not definite effective, but it's trending that way, that the new regulations that went into effect this past pogey season, approving a half-mile buffer, and in fact it extended it between 1 and 3 miles in some very sensitive areas, it has actually shown that there has been a 26% reduction on the annual average of the number of fish spilled to date. So initially, the new regulations appear to be working. I don't see why they wouldn't continue to work, and that would be a very positive trend. All right, we also have this one in from Old Man Sam. He says his one-eyed dog, his old one-eyed dog, was a carbide lamp. I doubt seriously there's many people remember those. Have a great one. I do remember it, Old Man Sam. I remember when I used a carbide lamp, it was making the transition into the newer battery-powered, they weren't the digital yet with the LED lights, but they were making the transition and carbides were going out. But I do remember them. If anybody does not remember them and want to know, I suggest you Google it, carbide, C-A-R-B-I-D-E, and you'll find out about it. All right, we're going to find out about some fishing in the Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne areas. We do that each and every week with Captain Mike Gallo. It's our Bourne on the Bayou Report, and it is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Now, some people say he was Bourne on the Bayou, but if he wasn't, he spends an awful lot of time there. We're talking about Mike Gallo, and his reports are brought to you by Seato. You know them, the big yellow boats. They look like a big banana, but boy, it's the most welcome banana you'll ever see, because a lot of times they're on their way to rescue people. A free towing service, 24/7. Expert service all over the country. They'll bring you fuel if you run short, jumpstart you for electrical problems, whatever it is you need to get you back to the stock safely, whatever time it is, 24/7. Seato, it's easy to become a member, and with the Christmas shopping holidays coming up, great gift for someone who's a boat owner. And you can do that by calling Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or simply go online at Seato.com. It's $249 for a whole year, and then from then on they can renew it or you can renew it for them. Seato, get yourself some. All right, Mike Gallo joins us now. And Captain Mike, what are your plans on what appears to be a high water breezy kind of day out there?
Well, I tell you, Don, I had my group from Tennessee that was scheduled to come down and fish Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with me. And they generally travel on Thursday, so we had to make the decision Wednesday evening whether or not it looked like this weekend was a go. And on Wednesday evening, the forecast was not very promising for this area, so they elected to reschedule, and I get to spend time with my lovely wife today.
Boy, what a break for her, huh? Gee. Jacqueline has never been so lucky. Hey, well, what do you think? Did they make the right call or not?
Well, it's a group of four, and some of them don't care what they catch, and the other two would like to go to the marsh and catch redfish. So crossing Lake Bourne in this type of wind and having that much high water would really be a challenge, not only in navigating to get to the Biloxi Marsh, but once you got there, that high water is going to really have those redfish scattered and back up in that grass where they're hard to get to. So I've been fishing with this fellow for going on 20 years, so he sort of knows the routine. If it's bad weather, just reschedule.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure dealing with as many customers as you do, a lot of people are scratching their heads, and it's, is it a go, is it a no? And I guess it all depends on the customer, their situation, the circumstances. You know, you can, in most conditions, even if it's bad, you can scratch out a few fish. And I guess it boils down to how bad they want to go fish. You know, sometimes you get groups together, and it may never be able to be put together again. They say, we're gone no matter what. And then you got other people, like your customers, that, you know, their time is a little bit more available, and they can fish on more preferred days, and they'll have a tendency to put it off. So it all goes into the thinking and the mentality, but some people would be out and some would not. And, you know, but I know one thing, you got a fish, no pay guarantee, so that's always a good thing.
Well, you know, they, like I said, they have been fishing with us for over 15 years, and he comes three or four times a year. So he knows the routine. And, you know, I used to think many, many years ago when I first started, I hated to cancel a trip because personally I never wanted to cancel a trip. But you realize over time that the customer appreciates you not taking them out there when it's going to be less than ideal conditions. So it actually works in your favor if you'll, you know, share that with them, lay the cards on the table. You all sort of come to a conclusion together, what can be done, what can be done safely. And most of the time they'll side with you since you're out there so much more often than they are.
Yeah. Well, I've had instances where people have contacted me to complain about particular guides, and then when I talk to the guide, it's always, you know, there's two sides to every story where, you know, they pushed and pushed and said, well, what do you think? And he said, well, it's going to be difficult if we go. And they decide to go, and they don't catch any fish, and they come back, and they blame the guide. You know, that that happens on occasion, too. So, anyway, what would you suggest if somebody's headed out there today, given the conditions you're looking at, and if they got to go and it's their day to go, what would you tell them to do?
Well, I tell you, Don, the high water actually works to our benefit because it stays cleaner in the high winds. So we did make several trips this week, had a couple of large groups, and really lots of fish coming back to the cleaning tables. We had a group of 10, went out in three boats, and they came back with close to 200 fish. So there's fish out there. It's just a matter of, it's kind of like Darryl Carpenter said, do a lot of moving. I'd made some trips myself. I had a special guest that wanted me to tell you hello. He said, how's Don doing? I hadn't seen Don in a long time. I said, oh, I talk to him occasionally. And he said, you make sure and tell Don I said hello next time you see him. That was Senator John Kennedy. I got a chance to fish with him on Thursday. He's taking a break, I guess, from all the campaigning. And he really loves our marsh.
Wow, if I were you, I would pay him to come on my boat just to hear him. he's a friend, and when I've done fill-in shows and do political talk, he's always one of my go-to guys. I think he's a real asset to the state, Senator John Kennedy. How's he a fisherman? Did you catch any fish?
We did catch some fish. We bounced around quite a bit. My hope was to get him to the Biloxi Marsh because I really felt like we could have caught 30 to 40 fish in one spot. And the weather would not allow us to do that. But we bounced around a lot of the protected water right in the Wrigley's area. We fished in Lake Catherine Pass. We fished in Miller's Bayou. We fished along the bypass canal. And we did well. We caught some redfish. We caught a good-sized sheephead. We had quite a few speckled trout. We caught a few white trout mixed in with them. So it was a good time. He was really just wanting to get away and kind of relax. We told some Boudreaux Thibodeau jokes. So we had a good time. I fished with him the December after Katrina 18 years ago.
Wow.
And I told him, I said, John, if you wait another 18 years, I'm probably going to be hot.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and glad y'all had a good time together. And conversely, I had a couple people wanting me to tell you hello. One of my neighbors, Bob Bergeron, said he hadn't fished with you in a while. And another friend named Rich, who's going to be calling you pretty soon, he wants to take his son fishing, said he was going to go with you.
Well, good. We'll be happy to accommodate everybody. But now to get back to our fishing report, there is lots of clean water up and down the intercoastal waterway, and your other field reporters were dead on. You look for those current lines where you have a small bayou emptying into, say, the intercoastal waterway or any of those other bayous that I mentioned. Position yourself where you can fish in that bayou where water's running out into the main bayou and along the ledge. Those fish love to fish, hang out around ledges. We've been fishing drop shots with either plastic or Wrigley's live shrimp. And those have been successful. It's a matter of sticking and moving. You can sort of feel it. You pull up, and obviously when you pull up with the boat and get the anchor set, you make a little noise. So the fish may be a little skittish for 10 minutes or so. But after you've been there 10 minutes, maybe you start catching few, and you just sort of take the temperature of what's going on. Are you catching a keeper every 10 minutes? Or every 30 minutes. And if you want to stay every 30 minutes, catch two an hour, that's your decision. Catching one every 10 minutes, that's a keeper. That's not such a bad ratio in the type of conditions that we had this week with the high winds. But then you might catch four or five, six or eight, whatever the number happens to be, and then you go, say, 30 minutes without anything going in the box. And you say, well, let's give it another 10 minutes. If we don't put anything in the box, we're going to move. And then, of course, you look for a similar setup. Another bayou emptying into a main bayou, put you back to the wind where it's easy to cast, and just sort of rinse and repeat over and over and over, and before you know it, you got a decent box of fish.
Good strategy.
Several times. Yeah.
Good
yeah.
strategy.
And several times on the way home, we would be hugging the eastern shoreline of Lake Pontchartrain to stay out of the rough water, and we'd see birds, and those birds are generally hovering over bull reds, and it's fun to catch the bull red, catch a nice bull, take a picture, revive them, and release them.
All sounds good. AAofLA.com, or you can find him on my site if you go there, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them that telephone number, Mike, if they want to give you a call.
You can reach me at 985-781-7811.
Except for today, you'll be giving Miss Jacqueline your undivided attention, I'm sure.
Oh, of course.
But you can leave a message, and he'll call you back. All right, there he goes. Mike Gallo, never a bad hair day. See you soon, Mike. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Don.
All right, Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures. All right, we come back after this. Paddler's Report time. They call him Raccoon Feet. They call him Dirty. I call him Captain Quint because he's a lookalike. And he also does Fat Boy Approve menu items. He also does paddling charters. He's Captain Eric Mahabarak. He's got a report for you next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And our Paddler's Report is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, where they heard you and they're going to oblige. Tackle Tuesday is going to be a weekly recurring sale at No Wake Outfitters. You visit them every Tuesday and you can see their selection of conventional tackle, rods, and reels with new store hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at No Wake Outfitters. They're Louisiana's premier kayak store and fly shop. So for all your on-water needs, whether it's paddle in hand or on the fly, visit No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and Tuesday, those hours are 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Captain Eric joins us now, and Eric, boy, had 31 anglers qualified and participated in that Hobie qualifier. They were fishing for three trout, two reds, and a flounder, and the total amount of inches is how the winners were determined. How did it turn out?
Man, it was awesome. It's actually the Bayou Coast Championship. The Hobie qualifier was falling tide.
I got them reversed. Go ahead.
Hey, I do the same. It turned out really good. Actually, one of our, I'm a say this, and not to insult him in any way, but one of our senior anglers, he's over 65, Butch Ridgedale, you might have heard the name before, he's an excellent fisherman, ended up taking first place with 117 inches, and that's three trout, two reds, one flounder to make that length. And then second place was actually a tie, which put Kelly Mayhew, I believe is the way you say his name, at 110 inches, and Aaron Clay, our friend from Mississippi, comes over and fishes with us. He's another excellent fisherman I know personally. They came both in at 110 inches and had a tiebreaker, and according to how the photos worked in the lineup, Kelly folded off by entering his fish before Aaron did. But two good anglers there. Seems as if the redfish were everywhere. The bigger trout were hard to find for the guys. But it sounded like a good time they had by all. But congratulations to old Butch out there. I know he's happy.
Good congratulations to him. All right, so Empire's got some good stuff going on for the kayakers on Highway 23, correct?
Yeah, well, you go to Ponderosa. No, I'm just kidding. The fishing's been really good, too. I can't get out of them oysters, Don. Glenn got me hungry this morning. Yeah, the fishing's been really good. Go out and hit that rock wall going, you know how the locks go, and they got that rocks going out. Man, they loaded up with sheephead out there, got a few reds hanging along there, and some trout. The way I found that is when the wind was blowing, I had to fish somewhere, and it got caught up and ended up going that way. But there's quite a few sheephead. I'd get some live shrimp or some baby crabs, some fiddlers or something, and go pop them rocks if y'all wanted to get some sheephead and a few trout and reds. Other than that, Don, they got the fish has been really good. Burris, it's falling into the winter pattern. Everything's starting to move back in and stuff, and the other guys would say the same thing. But there have been some real nice fish being caught.
Very good. I understand your report includes a little push for Pensacola. They're catching some Spanish and some Pompano and also Blackfin, and even from the kayak Blackfin report, and then also some King Mackerel, too, and the Mississippi coast, where I'm headed this weekend to do some floundering over there by Gulfport. I hope the winds lay down a little bit to allow us to do that. And you got a last bit of advice, too, about PFDs and for duck hunting and kayakers, huh?
Yeah, Don, well, with these high winds that are coming in, the water's high and stuff like that, always wear your PFDs. It doesn't matter if it's calm day or not. But look, ladies and gentlemen, just stay out of the duck hunters' ponds. These guys, spend a lot of money. They're only there for a couple of months or so, whatever, how long duck hunting season is. And, let them have their fun, man. Don't go in there and, like, if you see a bunch of ducks just sitting in a pond and you pull in, evidently, it's not a bunch of ducks, it's decoys. And I know that sounds crazy for me saying that, but I've actually seen people go into the duck ponds with the decoys after me. And, of course, the duck hunters get upset. So, maybe like some of the guys say, hey, start a little bit later, 9, 10 o'clock, something like that. You can get out. Or just don't go into the ponds till that time. Fish the main canals and the cuts and the bayous and, like fish the turns and stuff like that where you'll catch fish this time of year. You don't have to go up in the ponds to necessarily catch them. I mean, they're there, but they're also there along the main channels. Go fish some oyster reefs along Grand Bayou and stuff. You'd be all right,
Very good advice. Eric, some other advice. How do they get you if they want to book a kayak trip, which is unusual? Not many professional kayak charter businesses around, but you're one of them. Tell them how to get you.
They can get in touch with me through you, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or they can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram. That's the Louisiana Kayak Company. Or shoot me a text or call at 504-313-8292.
All right, my friend. We'll catch up with you next time. Stay out of trouble.
All right, Don. Have a good one, man. I'm going to crank my green egg.
Get your Boston butt. Do it.
That's what I'm doing.
All right. There he goes, Captain Merrick. All right, we come back after this. We're going to take you into one of the duck blinds of Delacroix. It belongs to Captain Mike Smith, LouisianaDuckHunts.com, LADuckHunts.com for the shortcut. His report's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, got a lot of questions coming in on the text message board. I'm not going to be able to get to those this morning, but I will address those next week for those of you who sent those questions in, because we got to get some hunting reports. In fact, I'm hearing from Mike Benj. He's got a lot of hunters out Early shooting, water's high. They have 8 blue wing teal. Maybe they should have a few more. I know about that. Mostly blue wings, whistling ducks, and model ducks that you can't shoot, and a few grays. That's from Mike Benz, Delacro Corporation. Mike Smith is not far from him, and right after this 10-second pause, we'll find out what's going on in his duck blind. But first, we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And from the studio here at St. Hubert's Cathedral to the marshes of Delacro Island, we go to Mike Smith's duck hunting blind. And Mike, you heard Mike Benz's report on blue wing teal and seeing a lot of whistlers ducks and some models. How's it been for you guys so far? It's early in the morning, by the way.
And fantastic. Wait. Take them. Oh, yeah. I think that's number 16.
Wow. You guys got
every time you call. Hey, the last few years, every time you call, we got ducks coming in. So
I told you that. I told you that. We attract them. All this talk brings the ducks in, you know.
That's it.
That's good. What kind of ducks are y'all shooting? Mostly teal?
Yeah, mostly teal. We got blue wing teal. We got wood ducks. We have gray ducks.
Well, that's a pretty good little mix. You know, the flyover report said you guys were one of the hot spots. Delacro, mouth of the river. Boy, we're hearing some good action this morning, man.
What did the flyover report say? I tried to look for it. I couldn't find it.
It said Delacro was one of the hot spots, that the marshes were in good shape. And the total count statewide is way down, but you are in one of the hot spots.
Yep. Yeah, we're in a hot spot, all right. I got my two brothers hunting about a half a mile from me, and they burning their barrels off, too.
Well, good. I hope it stays that way. Doesn't seem like that high water's hurting you guys too bad, huh?
No. I have so much widgeon grass. I haven't had widgeon grass in the leases, and I can't remember when. And it's still a surface, even with the high water. So when we came in here, we raised ducks out the decoys, because I put out the decoys last night, and they trickling back.
Well, you gotta have food for them. I'm glad y'all having such a great hunt. I hope it continues throughout this first split. And, you know, you guys stay safe out there. And if somebody wants to get you, how's the bookings looking for the first and second and third splits? Why are they still shooting them up down there?
Hold on one sec. Oh, God, dog it. that's a cripple. Yeah, there it goes.
Oh, man. You're getting a lot of action.
Anyway, I am booked up completely, but I have room with my other guys.
Okay. So tell them how to get you.
504-228-4506, laduckhunts.com.
Easy enough, laduckhunts.com. All right, Michael, y'all enjoy your hunt. Glad y'all having such good success, and hopefully it continues throughout the next two splits.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you in November.
Yes, sir.
Before Thanksgiving.
I got it on my calendar. Ooh, we'll see you.
We got two pintail coming in.
Let's see what happens.
Get him! Hey! Hey, whistlers. Yeah. Wait. Get him!
Oh, man. What fun. What fun, huh?
Gee. Come on, man. I gotta go make a body count.
We're going to leave you. Go get them. Go pick them up. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Mike Smith. We'll be talking to him throughout the season. All right. Coming up next, we go across the river from Delacro down to Plaquemines Parish, and we're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. He may be hunting in Plaquemines. I don't know what's – I'm sure he's on the east side of the river. That's probably Plaquemines Parish. We'll check out what's going on with him right after this timeout on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And I got a text message in that says those ducks were falling to Mike Smith's crew like states for Trump in great numbers. Boy, they were shooting them up. Ryan, I got to tell you, I just got off the phone with Captain Mike Smith. He's not hunting far from your place over in Delacro, as the pintail flies is not far at all. And man, they were having one heck of a hunt. A wide variety and lots of action. What's going on over there by you?
The boys are doing good. Manuel had 3 pintails and 4 teal last time I talked to him, and tons of pintails, tons of teal. So I don't know, they're seeing a few grays, a few divers. So there's a variety. You know, I haven't talked to everybody yet. They don't want to answer the phone. They're too busy shooting. But there's been a lot of shooting over there, an awful lot.
Yeah, well, the pintails are up almost 10% over the long-term average. They're up 45% over last year. So this could be the year of the pintail and the flyover report. Flyover report I got in late last night was that you were in a hot spot. You and Delacro, those seem to – most of the whole coastal area is in good shape, you know, with the SAV, the vegetation, but just no lack of birds in most areas except for those two spots.
Huh, I wonder why. I'm not complaining.
The food.
But, you know, it's all about having that river running over there, because if you go on the other side of the river, you know, there's nothing. There's just no food, no – you gotta have that fresh water to grow aquatic vegetation. So, I don't know, buddy. It's last year we had tons of pintails, and you could kill one of them, and then you watch them and watch them, just hundreds of them pouring in. And it's going to be like that. It's going to be worse this year or better. I don't know how you figure it. You can only kill one of them, so, you know, just take your time and make sure you get a male. And, you know, don't hurry up and try to shoot them just because, you know, they're there the first time, because we're going to have a lot of pintails and a lot of green wings down already. That's unusual. They early. Mm-hmm. You know, usually you have blue wings first, and then the green wings will come with some cold fronts. But we're already having green wings. The fishing is off the charts. We got a little rise coming in the river. It's going to go to 4.9 on the 18th, and that's pushing it really close to getting the fish out of the river. Just depends on if it gets dirty or not. You know what? It's a little slug. It's going to come through, and it's going to drop right back out. So we'll see.
So
the fishing's been good, east side, west side.
So some of your trips today are both cast and blast?
Oh, yeah. It's always like that. You know, we canceled an awful lot because of the hurricane. As soon as you see a hurricane, I canceled a lot. 4 days of full bookings gone. It's the third time this year with hurricanes that never came.
Yep.
So it is what it is. You know, it's the nature of this business. But we'll pick back up hard on Tuesday, I think. Monday night and Tuesday we'll pick up, and we'll have 30 people for the remainder of the month. So it'll be busy.
Yeah. What side has the fishing been best on?
90% of the guys are going on the east. But the west, the trout are bigger on the west and down the river. They're nicer. There's a lot of 13 to 15 inch trout on the east. In the west, you got a lot of 18, 19s, and down the river, you have a lot of that, you know, catching some good ones as well that you have to turn loose, you know. But it's awful good. The redfish have been funky. I mean, normally, I've never seen where they can't go out and catch a limit of reds in the last 10 years. They just don't go out there and just like blindfold it and catch them. And they've been funky lately. They've never gotten the river good. I don't understand it quite what it is. But I went down river the other day and I caught them good. So you never know. They move around a lot. So a lot of small reds, which is good. A lot of 15, 16 inch reds, which is really good for what's coming at us, because there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I saw.
It's only gonna get better.
I saw Captain Marty caught a huge bull red for catch and release down there.
That was a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she let me know about it right away. She said, look at this one. Yeah. She's having a good time with it, but she still likes that offshore. Man, I don't get it. But she's got a thing with those big fish, but she's enjoying it. She's here making some money and doing good. So
that's
all that matters. You know, I have her and Tori. I got, you know, and then Sarah will be back next week. So I have all three of my girls back. You know, it's good to have girl guides. It just adds a little something to the mix. I like it.
Very good. Well, if somebody wants to get in on some of that fun y'all having down there, to give them that telephone number. They can always get you.
Yeah, they can call me direct at 504-559-5111, or just go to the website at CajunFishingAdventures.com, and we'll hook them up.
All right. Have a great trip this afternoon. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, buddy. We'll see you then.
All right. Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the plastic man. Guy just don't like to fish with live or dead bait. He likes the plastic stuff. All right. Coming back after this, you're going to hear from that young lady whose song you heard earlier. Her name is Emmy Vallow, and her song was I Wanna Hunt, and you're going to hear all about her career aspirations for both hunting, acting, and singing. She's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Now, Papa, I know I'm a girl, but you took Johnny hunting, and I can shoot as good as him.
I wanna hunt H-U-N-T. I want to shoot a whitetail from a tree.
All right, you heard the song, and now you're going to hear from the artist you hear performing that. Her name is Emmy Talavallo, and she joins us now. Good morning, Emmy. How you doing?
Good. Hi, Mr. Don.
Hey, glad you got up early to join us. Hey, listen,
tell us about
that song. Who wrote that song, and who recorded it, helped you record it?
Mr. Zapardo.
Yeah, Dr. Zapardo.
Oh, and TJ.
And TJ. Boy, they did a great job. Our listeners are really enjoying it, and I am enjoying it too. And thank you for sharing it with us so we can listen to us. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. How old are you, Emmy?
I am 9 years old. I will be turning 10 March 24th. So in about, 4 years. I love to sing.
4 months.
I mean 4 months, not 4 years. So I love to sing. I love fishing. I love to act.
What grade are you in?
To be in the theater.
What grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Hammond Westside Montessori.
Very good. Tell me about your acting experience. I hear you're an actress.
Oh, well, my grandma, she owns 12 Light Theater, and I have done so many plays there. I've been doing plays since I was at least like a year and a half years old, and I don't know how to describe it. I just love it.
Wow. What's your boyfriend's name?
I don't have one.
You don't have a boyfriend? Uh-oh, we got a bachelorette here. After this, you may be getting some phone calls from some of those little guys in your school.
So they'll have to answer to mama and her
dad. Oh, yeah, they'll have to answer to mama.
Oh, there you go. Understand. All right, so you're into acting, you're into singing, obviously, and you like hunting and fishing. You're a pretty busy gal, huh?
Yeah. Every day after school, I always have something to do.
And what's of
those?
Oh,
yeah, and...
Go ahead.
Oh, and I have gymnastics, and I do a bunch of classes at Swamp Light Theater. We do classes, we do shows, we do summer camps, all that stuff.
Wow. Gymnastics, what's your favorite gymnastic? I guess you call it a discipline. Which event do you like the best?
Vault.
Vault, yeah, vault, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I had a couple of LSU gymnasts. We took them on a fishing trip because they like to fish too. And, So what do you think? Where's this going to lead? Are you going to be a singer? Are you going to be an actress? Are you going to be a hunter, fisherwoman? What's your career? Have you decided yet? Or are you going to try to do it all?
I don't know, but I'm still thinking about it. I'm trying to decide what I want because they're all good things.
It's just
so hard.
What is it that makes you want to hunt? What is it that stimulated and motivated you to take an interest in hunting?
Well, actually, I've never been hunting, but I have been fishing. And the last fish that I caught was a rainbow trout.
Wow, those are beautiful fish, beautiful fish.
Mm-hmm, and they taste really good.
Yeah. So what do you think the chances are that you're going to get to make a deer hunt now that you recorded the song?
I think they're really, really high. I think my granddaddy's going to go and take me hunt.
Well, let's
go and take me hunting.
Well, let's hope he does. Okay, so you're singing, you're acting, you're doing gymnastics, you're going to be doing hunting and fishing. Boy, you got a busy future ahead of you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You might not have time for that boyfriend, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's going to be your next song? Do we have an encore we can look forward to that you'll be recording? What are you working on?
You have a song called...
The first song that I actually recorded, it's called I Hate Homework, and it has a music video to it, and it's on YouTube and Vimeo.
I've seen that, I Hate Homework. Well, if somebody wants to listen to your song or get copies of it, how do they do that?
They're on all the streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music and all that.
Should they put your name in or the song's name or either one?
think the song's name.
Yeah, the song's name.
But the song, I Want to Hunt and I Hate Homework. That's a good combination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people would agree with you, I'm sure. Well, Emmy, it's been so nice meeting you and talking with you and listening to your song. I wish the best for you in all your activities, your gymnastics, your acting, your singing career, your hunting, your fishing, and maybe you can squeeze a boyfriend in there. We'll never know, but you got to let me know.
Maybe.
Maybe. You sound like a woman to me. Emmy, thanks so much, and thanks to Dr. Z and TJ and your mom, Kaylin, and for getting you on and letting us hear that song. We really appreciate it. And when you bag that first deer, I want you to call me now and let me know. Send me a picture.
Okay. Oh, and shout out to Bear Sounds in Ponchatoula. That's where I recorded the music video.
Very good.
The song.
Well, they did a great job. Thanks again, Emmy. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. And there she is, and there she goes, Emmy Taylor-Vallo. What a young lady, 9 years old, and, going on 21, huh? All right, thanks to her, and thanks to you for listening. We hope you'll be back again to join us each and every Saturday morning. We do this for 2 hours. It's our little journey into the great outdoors, and we love to do it and love having you with us. So be with us next week. For the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.